Today, John Dawson tells an important story in the life of one marriage, a story that might have meaning for us all. Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance, stories of love and adventure, of excitement and daring do. Today transcribed, The Vortex by John Dawson, starring Virginia Gregg as Alice and Vic Perrin as Julian. A personal moment in the lives of two nice people.
Martha.
Hello, Mr. Vorteig. Mrs. Vorteig's in there.
Where's Eddie?
Across the street with Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. You look hot.
I am.
Well, I just got some ice. I thought you'd be along.
Oh, fine.
Take off your coat, dear.
I believe I will. You look cool enough.
I dropped by Pat Kearney's for a swim about an hour ago.
It's a wonderful day for a swim. How is Pat these days?
She's fine. Dear.
Hmm?
You want to do the honors?
Oh. Sure. Sure.
I never make them dry enough. What? Well, what? Is there something wrong with me?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, you're staring. There must be.
There's nothing wrong, baby. You're just so good looking. Best looking woman I ever married.
Oh, well, thank you.
Al?
Hmm?
I guess I want to kiss you, Al. Like that.
Well, this is pretty nice, but how about our martini?
Yeah.
My, you couldn't kiss away a girl's face.
It's a pretty face, prettiest I've ever seen. It's real pretty, Alice. Any man would be a fool not to love you.
Well, now, what can I say to that?
I love you. I love you, Alice.
The Vortex. Long may they wave. Cheers. Very good.
Very, very good. Eddie, go over to Pat's with you?
No, he was happy playing across the street with Lynn, so I left him there.
All afternoon?
Yes.
Well, he might have liked to swim, too.
Well, I had some other things to do, Julian. He was happy here.
Sure. What other things?
No, things. I went to the market, and then I had lunch, and I did some shopping.
Mm-hmm. That thing's a little seedy.
What?
You can hang something else up there, can't you? Why don't you take it down?
The plaque?
Well, sure, it's falling apart.
Julian, that's our fish.
Well, it looks tired to me. And the joke's pretty tired, too.
Well, let me see. No, put it back. Oh, Julian, we can't take it down.
I just did.
But not for permanent. Well, we can have it fixed.
Nuts. This 2.5-inch perch caught by Julian and Alice Vorteig on their honeymoon, July 13th, 1946, Malibu Beach, California.
The most beautiful fish in the ocean. That's what you said then.
Did I? Silly thing anyhow, getting a 2 or 3-inch perch stuffed to hang in our playroom. Looks ridiculous.
What should I do with it?
I'll do it for you. Just throw the darn thing away. What else?
I want to keep it.
Suit yourself, but I'm tired of looking at it.
The cooking thermometer's broken again, Miss Vorteig. That roast been in the oven ever since you got home, and it don't show nothing.
Well, are you sure it's in right, Martha?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll look at it.
Yes, ma'am.
Why not buy a new one?
What?
A new thermometer. Why not buy a new one? They cost $2, don't they? We can afford that, can't we? And while you're at it, why don't you get rid of her?
Martha?
Well, she can't do anything. Not a darn thing. $200 a month, and she can't even cook a roast.
Julian.
What?
Anything happened today?
No, just the same old thing that's been happening for a long time, that's all. Pretty dull, huh?
Julian.
Let me tell you something, Alice. I can be as dull as the next fella. Duller. Cheers.
Julian.
What?
Better cool off, dear. It'll be easier. I'll only be a minute. Excuse me.
Then what, Cherub?
We'll have dinner, and maybe you can tell me what it's all about.
And maybe you can tell me?
What?
Skip it.
Julian!
Go see about your thermometer.
Julian! Julian! That you?
Me.
Hi. How'd you do, baby? How are you?
I'm a little better off than you are, I'll tell you that. Where have you been?
Driving around.
You must have stopped somewhere.
I stopped somewhere. I stopped quite a few somewheres, I did. Yes, I did.
You did?
I did. Yes, sir. Excuse me, dear.
I know you aren't drunk. You just don't drink that much.
Who knows? I might be very drunk. Just very...
Sam Kinsel called tonight. He wants you to call him. He said it was very important.
So, I can wait.
Why did you just run out of the house and not even have dinner or say goodbye? What's the matter, Julian?
You look very pretty. Excuse me, Al.
What is it, Julian? For heaven's sake, tell me what it is.
Where's the cigarette, Al?
Top drawer. I'd like to go to sleep. Eddie will be up at the crack of dawn tomorrow, and I have a lot of things to do.
What things?
I just have to get started early, Julian. I'd like to get some sleep.
You would. Well, so would I.
Well, then come to bed, dear.
Finish the cigarette first, if I ever get it lit. Yeah. Well, don't let me keep you up, dear. You just flip out the little light and you go to sleep. And I'll just sit here and smoke, look out at whatever's outside the window.
Julian, please.
Turn out the light and go to sleep. I can take care of myself.
All right.
Alice? Alice, I'm not drunk. You can see through me all the time. I'm not drunk.
I know, Julian.
I'm not the least bit drunk. I've tried to get that way, and I can't.
Come to bed.
No. No, now, don't put on the light. I like it better dark.
You can't just stand there in the dark looking down at me and...
You know where I was tonight? I was out trying to find a girl named Mary Westfall. The last time I saw her was during the war, and we went out one night. We had a swell time. I've been looking all over town for her tonight because I thought she might like to go out and have a good time again. But I guess she doesn't live here anymore. I've been working on this Craig matter pretty hard, Alice. If the judgment goes against him in court, it'll be $100,000, and that'll ruin him. Now, he's past 55, and for somebody like him, it'd be hard to start over again. Are you listening to me, Al?
Yes. I wish you'd come to bed.
I went over to interview one of the witnesses today, a druggist named Schaefer, known Craig most of his life. Well, this druggist wasn't in his store when I got there. And I hadn't had any lunch, so I went to a little place to get a bite. You still listening, Al?
Yes.
Sort of a nice little place, bent out over Pershing Boulevard. You can see all the traffic in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
How old am I? 37, 38? 38. 7 years older than you. 7 years. I went to this place because the drugstore was near there, Al. You understand? I was there because of that. The place I was in was called the Castle. And I saw you there, Alice, with another guy. A big, tall, dark-haired guy. You made a swell-looking couple. You were in the table over in the corner. He had one arm around the back of your chair, and he was kissing you when I came in. And you kissed him.
I know what that kind of a kiss from you means, Alice. I've had a few myself. You looked swell. Wearing the same dress. The one without a back, the same one you were wearing when I came in tonight. That waiter couldn't do enough for you. A couple of nice-looking people having lunch and being in love. Well, the waiter knew it, all right. Everybody in the place knew it. You touched his face a couple of times. I was going to walk right up and say, what's going on? And then I thought, that'd be pretty dumb. How could I come up to you and whoever your boyfriend is in a nice restaurant on a nice afternoon and say, hey, this is my wife. We've got a 6-year-old son, a house and a mortgage and a marriage. We're in love, or we were in love. What's happened? No. That'd sound pretty funny in a nice restaurant on a nice afternoon, wouldn't it? Alice, it looked like you. It could have been somebody else, though. The dark glasses. Was it you in there, Alice?
Yes, Julian.
So here we are in Duluth.
Julian.
I'll bet he talked to you about all the things that we never talk about anymore. He looked like that. That's what he was doing. But what's he got to lose? You're a married woman, and you want to listen to him, so... So here we are again. You're a pretty girl. You know it. I know it. He knows it. And the good Lord knows these things happen, don't they? Well, don't they, Alice?
Yes.
Why didn't you say it wasn't you in there with this bird? Why didn't you say you were uptown, that a thousand women could own the same kind of dress? Why didn't you say, no, Julian, that's the funniest thing I ever heard. Why didn't you say that? Well, why don't you say anything?
Help me, Julian. Help me. Please help me.
Help me, Julian. Help you, wait. You lousy, stinking, rotten, dirty witch.
We'll return to romance in just a moment. This evening on most of these same stations, 21st Precinct dramatizes the story of The Coffee Break. Don't forget, CBS Radio presents 21st Precinct Police in Action every Saturday night at the Star's address. And now for the second act of Romance.
Julian Vortig.
Hi, Bart.
Hi. Well, come in, come in.
Thanks. Sorry to get you out of bed this time of night.
I was reading. Come on. Can I get you a drink,
Bart,
or something?
I want you to handle a domestic relations case for me.
Got you to take it yourself?
It's not my dish of meat. And there are other reasons.
Well, there must be, if we have to talk it over at 2:00 in the morning.
Will you handle it?
Depends.
The fee's all right, Bart.
Don't get touchy. What is it?
Divorce.
Oh, I thought it was something tough.
My divorce. I'm divorcing Alice.
You sober, Julian?
Sure. Why?
Just asked. Sit down. What grounds?
Mental cruelty.
Okay. You want to tell me about it? Julian?
I heard you.
Well, would you rather wait until I'm in my office tomorrow?
Well, what's the matter with now?
Nothing, Julian.
Okay. I happened to catch her with another guy. was too cozy to forget. Is there anything more I have to say?
Alice?
My ever-loving.
Who's the man?
Who knows?
Julian, what does Alice say?
She admits it.
Admits what?
Admits she was with him.
Anything else?
Don't be naive, Bart.
Let me put it another way. What's her story?
She hasn't got one. I caught her with egg on her face.
In other words, you didn't give her a chance to talk. I see.
Oh, stop seeing so much. Can I sleep here tonight?
Take the couch. But before you do, I'd like to know her part.
You being a lawyer or what?
Somebody who's known you both for a long time. Funny.
You don't know anybody. I guess I never knew her. Almost 10 years and I never knew her.
Go get some sleep, Julian. Nothing to be done tonight.
No. No, nothing to be done.
Mr. Vorteg.
Hmm?
Is that about all? You got all the things you want?
I guess so.
You can't put them in the car, all them clothes.
I have a moving company. They should be here any minute.
Oh. Well, I got to see my dentist at 12:30. It's after 12 now.
Go ahead, Martha.
Okay. I'll be back by 1:30. You'll be gone by then?
I hope so.
Well, goodbye. Hope I see you again sometime.
Thought I'd be out of here by now. Eddie...
He's playing.
I like to do this as easily as possible, Alice.
I didn't know whether I should come in or not. I saw the car out front.
No reason why you shouldn't come in. It's your house, or it will be.
Julian.
What?
Can we talk?
What about?
Us. This. Eddie?
What we say doesn't matter. It'll be settled in court.
Julian.
Now, let's not make it any nastier than it already is, Alice.
No. Let's not.
Good.
So this is the way people get divorced.
I suppose so. I'm waiting for the moving companies, all. If you have anything to do, just go ahead. They'll be here pretty soon.
You go with them. Bag and baggage, and that's that.
I'm trying to get out as fast as I can. Now, let's not get into an alley cat argument.
I don't want to quarrel.
Well, neither do I. Now, this could be very easy if you'd just go back out or go to some other part of the house until I can get out of here. Why don't you call up your boyfriend? Maybe he's got something on the fire. Tell him the news about us.
Julian.
What?
Do you love me? Did you love me this time yesterday?
Yes.
All the days before that? All the years?
You know I did.
Then for those days and those years, Julian, help me. Understand me, please.
I don't know what was going on in those days and those years, Al, do I? Well, do I?
Pretty well. You know them pretty well.
Al, go somewhere else. I just want to get out of here.
I've hurt you very much, haven't I?
Al,
I'll go through with this. This separation, if that's what you want. If it's what you think will solve everything. I don't think it will.
It'll solve one thing. You won't be married to me. You can meet your boyfriends anytime you want to from now on.
Julian, if you ever loved me or thought anything of me, listen to me, please. I knew him a long time ago during the war, years before I met you. And I haven't seen him again up until 3 weeks ago. I met him on the street quite by accident, and He made me remember many things about how it was then.
Pleasant things over a nice drink?
Yes. Yes, pleasant things over a drink. Wonderful things.
like being young and 20 and in love. Things that you think about and everybody thinks about very often. Not a sin, Julian, to have memories like that.
I'm not interested. I'm not
Julian,
interested.
Julian, I'm trying to be honest, for heaven's sake. I want to tell you exactly how it was. I asked him to come over here when he had time to meet you and see Eddie. He couldn't make it, so we agreed to have lunch.
What else?
Nothing else, Julian. It could have been something else, but it was nothing else.
What was necking with a man in a booth supposed to be? Was that performing the social amenities for an old friend? Look, have you forgotten that I saw you? I saw the way you looked at him and the way he looked at you.
All right. I kissed him because I wanted to kiss him. Yes, I'll admit it. I looked at him that way because for a moment I wanted him and he wanted me. Julian, in 10 years of marriage, I've been unfaithful to you for 10 minutes. I kissed a man. It could have been more. But don't you understand, Julian? I walked out of it. I stopped it. Because you and your love meant more to me than anything else in the world. Than any one moment in my life. Julian, are you going to destroy 10 years of marriage because I was acting like a fool for 10 minutes?
But you thought about...
How many times in the past 10 years have you thought about being unfaithful, Julian? Have I ever asked you?
Well,
did I ever ask you about the moments in our marriage when you were unsure, uncertain? The moments when you might have stepped over the line but didn't. Because our love was more important. You're a lawyer, Julian. How many divorce cases have you handled that shouldn't have come to court at all?
Most of them, Al. This is Julian Vorteg. I'd like to cancel that moving order. That's right, they're late anyhow. Can I stay?
Julian? Julian?
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard The Vorteg, specially written for Romance by John Dawson, featuring Virginia Gregg as Alice and Vic Perrin as Julian. Others in the cast were Helen Klebe as Martha and John Stevenson as Bart. This is Dan Cubberly inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.